Right then, what's going on here? I've got some info and things here, just reading the thing. Sometimes I forget the microphone's turned on, but let's continue anyway. Right. Pilar is sitting in the corner, all very quiet. Not quite sure what she's doing there. She's doing something. I don't know what she's doing. What are you doing? Oh, not going to tell me. Okay. I think it's a crossword puzzle or something. Okay, got some interesting things about beetle things here to do with tourism. The Beatles Story. They've got a Twitter page, twitter.com/Beatles Story. Okay? And they've been tweeting that if you love Beatles Story, please vote for them in Liverpool City's Liverpool City regions. I made a right mess of that. I'll start again. Vote for them in Liverpool City Region's Annual Tourism Awards 2012. What you've got to do, well, you don't have to, but you can if you so wish. It's a voluntary action. Go to the website, visitliverpool.com/survey, and vote for the Beatles Story. If that's what you think, well, you know, not what you think, but if that's how you feel or whatever. I'm just reading some of the things they've retweeted. Someone here wrote about, on the sort of Beatles Story page, a great experience on my first visit to Liverpool, and confirmed to me that George Harrison was the fabbest of the four. And someone from BBC Radio Essex has been saying, great visit and thanks to all for warm welcome. So lots of things going on there. As I say, the Beatles Story, they've got a Twitter page and they've got a website as well, beatlesstory.com. And they are at the Albert Dock in Liverpool. So you can go there, and it's right next to the brand new multi-million pound Liverpool Museum and the historic pierhead. All kinds of things there for you to see. See the river and the ferries and things, and you can listen to ferry cross the Mersey, all kinds of things. It's all in sort of roughly the same place. And if you go to, if you're visiting the Beatles Story and you end up sort of between the Albert Dock and the pierhead, there's a place where you can stand where you're looking opposite the original office of White Star Line, the people who owned and commissioned and eventually built the Titanic. So there we go. Some interesting things for a Sunday afternoon there, if you happen to be in Liverpool. Right. So, that's it. No quiz in this particular episode. I wanted to focus on the Beatles Story. If you click on, I'm going to click on the website. And I'll tell you very quickly what's on there. The Mersey Partnership Annual Tourism Awards winner of 2010. They're celebrating 50 years of the Beatles, lots of things, all the info and everything, special exhibitions, all information for people who visit. Ooh, there's a media section as well. I shall have a little look. I suppose I am media, aren't I? You can hire the venue, if you so wish. All kinds of things. Okay. You can book your thing in advance if you want. Quite a few things there, and they've got links to their Twitter page, their Facebook page, facebook.com/Beatles Story Liverpool. Also a YouTube page, youtube.com/user/UK Beatles Story. Okay. Information here about the John Lennon Monument, dedicated to Lennon, unveiled on the 9th of October. You can have a look at that. You can find out more about the Liverpool Tourism Awards. All kinds of things there. It's on the official The Beatles Story website, beatlesstory.com.